All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, folks, it finally happened as Jeff Fisher has run out of nine lives as the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams. The news came down today that owner Stan Kroenke decided to go in a different direction as in nearly 5 years as the head coach of the Rams, both in St. Louis and Los Angeles. Fisher has compiled a record of 31-45-1. Fisher never had a winning season with the Rams, and if you compile what Fisher did during his time as the head coach of the Houston Oilers, Tennessee Oilers, and Tennessee Titans, of course, the same franchise, he has a career record of 173-165-1. Had a much better tenure with the Titans as he was 142-20 during his time there, but in 21 years as a head coach in the National Football League, Fisher has only had six winning seasons. And you look at it like this, a lot of people question why was Jeff Fisher still around in the first place, as his teams were never able to get over the hump in St. Louis with the Rams. And then, of course, the Rams organization did not want to make that transition to a new head coach this year. But you look at it like this, you're in a big-time city now. It's no longer St. Louis in the Midwest. You're in LA, the second largest media market in the United States. And you're trying to build a fan base out there in LA if you're the Rams. Of course, people came out and supported this team at the beginning of the season at the LA Coliseum. But in Los Angeles, if you are not winning, people are not going to come out there and support you. And the last thing that Stan Kroenke wants to see is empty seats out there at the Coliseum, just like they were at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. Now, you look at the Rams and the way that they got the season started. They were embarrassed on Monday Night Football in week one to the San Francisco 49ers as they lost this contest by a score of 28-0. And how bad was that? That was San Francisco's only victory so far this season. The Rams would turn it around and win their next three games. They would defeat the Seattle Seahawks in week two for their first victory of the season and their first home game back in LA. They would go on the road and get victories over both the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Arizona Cardinals. But since then, the Rams have only won one game. That was in week 10, and they got a squeaker against the New York Jets with quarterback Bryce Petty, and they won that contest by the score of 9-6. But you look at some of their games ever since then. Since in week 12, Fisher decided to make the move and go with rookie quarterback Jared Goff. They went on the road and played the New Orleans Saints, and Goff did struggle, but this Rams defense gave up 49 points to Drew Brees, and it got to the point that Fisher was having arguments on the sideline with defensive coordinator Greg Williams. Now, in week 13, the Rams went on the road, and they were dominated by the New England Patriots by the score of 26-10, and the final score was not indicative of how the Rams got dominated in Foxborough. And then finally yesterday, the final nail in the coffin, as the Rams lost at home to the Atlanta Falcons by the score of 42-14. And again, it was some late touchdowns by the Rams that were able to somewhat save face as the Falcons simply dominated them in every aspect of the game, especially offensively, where the Falcons did not have the services of wide receiver Julio Jones. You look at this putrid Rams offense right now, that is last in the NFL, as they simply don't have any explosive players. You look at a team that gave up a lot to move up to the first overall pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the draft quarterback Jared Goff. Now they don't have a first round pick heading into 2017, as that is property of the Tennessee Titans. Now you look at owner Stan Kroenke and, of course, general manager Les Snead. They are going to look to make a home run with their next hire of a head coach. Why? Because you're in LA and you want to make a splash, for the simple fact that you're looking to sell tickets as you have that new stadium coming down the pike in several years. And the last thing that you want out there in LA is empty seats. But you look at this Rams team, they've been an undisciplined team for the past few years under Jeff Fisher. They are one of the most penalized teams in the NFL, and they lead the world in personal foul and unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. So I'll tell you right now, this is a very undisciplined team. There's talent on the defensive side of the ball. You look on that defensive line with the likes of Dominique Easley, Aaron Donald, Michael Brockers, William Hayes, and Robert Quinn, along with Eugene Sims. There is talent there, but they simply did not live up to it. Why? Because the Rams simply don't have leadership. Prior to the beginning of the 2016 NFL season, the Rams did cut longtime veteran defensive players and defensive end Chris Long, who is now with the New England Patriots, and veteran linebacker James Laurinaitis, who did go on to join the New Orleans Saints before he was released. But they did provide the Rams with some type of leadership on that side of the ball. The Rams simply don't have any right now. They need to work on their offensive line. They have underutilized running back Todd Gurley this year, as he was the 2015 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, as he simply could not be stopped. But this is a Rams team right now. What can you say? They have a rookie quarterback in Jared Goff. I'm not sure that he's the guy, first and foremost. You're going to have bring in a head coach that has no choice but to keep Jared Goff, simply because they gave up so much to get him in the first place. So whoever the head coach is going to be for the Rams in 2017, he is going to have to assure Stan Kroenke and Les Snead that he can fix Jared Goff and he can build a team around him. Now, heading into 2017, I know that the 2016 NFL season is not over right now, but you expect the Seattle Seahawks and Arizona Cardinals to once again be contenders in the NFC West. So whomever takes over the Rams' job, that is what he is going to have to deal with. Now, for the Rams, it is a very short week, as they will be under the guidance of special teams coach John Fossil, who was pegged as the interim head coach today. And the Rams will be on the road this Thursday night to take on the Seattle Seahawks, who are looking to get back on track after they were embarrassed yesterday on the road against the Green Bay Packers. And Seattle also lost earlier this season to LA, so they definitely want to avenge that. You look at the San Francisco 49ers, whom the Rams will host on Christmas Eve, and then it will be followed by their final game of the season at home against the Arizona Cardinals. So if you're the Rams, you want to try to finish on a strong note. We really did not expect a lot from this team once they made the switch from Case Keenum to Jared Goff at quarterback. And honestly, it would not surprise me to see the Rams only beat the 49ers as far as getting their last victory of the season. I don't think Fossil is the answer for the Rams at head coach. I don't think the next Rams head coach is on this team's staff right now. And I mean, there have been rumors today that the Rams want current Michigan Wolverines head football coach Jim Harbaugh to come back to the NFL, but it's going to take a lot of money to lure Harbaugh away from his alma mater to return to the NFL. We've seen that he can get it done in the National Football League, as you look at his first 3 years as the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, and every year, at the very least, the Niners were playing in the NFC Championship game. But it is going to be interesting. Of course, you're going to hear the names of the likes of John Gruden, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Oakland Raiders head coach, possibly in the mix for this. But whomever is going to be the next Rams head coach, this team is going to try to make a splash. And at the same time, they are also going to look to find a name that is going to sell tickets. But for Jeff Fisher, I think his time as a head coach in the NFL is done. Again, more than two decades as a head coach in the National Football League, and he's only had six winning seasons. He was stubborn during his time as a head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Of course, former owner Bud Adams wanted to draft quarterback Vince Young in 2006. Jeff Fisher did not want to do it, and it was a marriage made in hell from the moment that it happened. And Vince Young went out there and basically saved the job of Jeff Fisher on several occasions, but eventually the marriage went south completely in 2010 when Bud Adams decided to part ways with both men. He never got on track with St. Louis. He never learned from his mistakes in Nashville with the Titans. And then subsequently, Stan Kroenke has seen enough, and I think the lackluster effort yesterday against the Atlanta Falcons at home especially on the defensive side of the ball, was enough for Kroenke to say, you know what, I've had enough. We're not going anywhere here in 2016, but let's start the rebuilding process for 2017 now. So it is going to be very interesting to see what the LA Rams do over the next few months to get things righted for this football team. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the NFL action from week number 15. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.